In this episode, we talk about Facebook, Instagram, and Google paid advertisement. And if you are using paid advertisement and you haven't been very much successful in getting return on investment and selling more of your products, then this episode is definitely for you. And make sure you stick around until the end because we have a very juicy giveaway that is worth more than $500. And believe me, you will want to get your hands on that. So let's get into it. Thanks for joining us here in another e-commerce Queen Boss podcast episode. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, just starting the Monday out, getting some work done.
Yay, awesome. I'm so glad and so super excited about this episode because I've been wanting to do something similar to this for quite some time. And I know a lot of people listening to us right now are definitely or have tried or want to try to use Facebook advertisement, Google advertisement, or Instagram advertisement. Especially, this is super huge when it comes to selling products in the e-commerce industry. And so there are so many questions that our listeners have been submitting, and I'm so super excited about sharing those with you and finally get answers to those. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We're very excited to answer all those questions.
Amazing. All right. So with no further ado, let's get into it. So I will get into the questions. I have Laura from Facebook who asked, how about the basics for beginners? We are about to launch our first product online. What would you tell a newbie about Facebook paid advertisement?
So to me, it sounds like an e-commerce. You know, you sell your own products. So it's crucial for your first steps to really define your goals and your audience, your targets. You have to think about your budget also. If you're advertising for yourself, you have to find out how much you're willing to spend, you know, and then from there, you really can plan out your campaign because.
Yeah. Speaking of, sorry, I'm cutting you there. I know a lot of people also ask me, how much should I put into advertisement? What is the good amount to start with?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions that are like that because with Facebook ads, it's very easy to go too little and then you end up wasting all of your money. Say you maybe do maybe $5 a day for your whole campaign, that's really not going to do too much. So maybe save up for a while. Maybe if you don't have too much of a budget, don't start with $100 a day because you're going to run out very quick. That's also another point that I want to make because if you do have maybe a budget of $500 per month and you want to do them daily, your campaign, don't try to spend all of that in maybe 1 week because that's not going to do anything for you. You need to spread it out evenly. So maybe like $50 a day or $20 a day, something like that. I would say don't go too low, like $5, but I think in the happy medium is somewhere between $15 and $30. But for e-commerce especially, you can go as high as thousands of dollars a day. Yeah. But if you don't have too much of a budget, I would say try to go above 15 or stay in that happy medium there, depending on your product, see how it works. You definitely have to test it out. We have been doing this for a while, but no matter what, you're always going to have to test everything out, especially with Facebook ads, because there's no set formula to all of this, especially because every month Facebook advertising is changing. Their algorithm changes all the time. So it's kind of a hit or miss no matter what you do. But as long as you're testing it out, optimizing, checking on them every day, then you should be okay.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. So it's all about testing out. So you would recommend between $15 to $20 a day, right?
If you're on a lower budget, yes. I would say optimally $100 maybe. But, you know, yeah, if you're on a normal budget, I would probably say $15 is like the minimum that you can start at.
Yeah, don't get too excited. You'll build up to that budget, you know, the more you convert.
Right, exactly.
You have to spend your money, spread it out. The reason we want to say spread out the money is so that you have enough money to kind of experiment and you see your results. And then from there, you optimize. So you use your funds, you research, and then you optimize.
The second part of her question, she said, what would you tell a newbie about Facebook ads? I would definitely mention to take care of the fact that you need to decide on your customer avatar or your ideal client. And then, you know, in the the bigger picture, think about your target audience. But when you're thinking about your target audience, you have to definitely target that one ideal client. So think about what that one person wants. Is it male or female that you're trying to target? What is the age range and where are they located? What do they do on a day-to-day basis? Do they go to yoga? Do they like sports? Do, I don't know, stuff like that. But you have to make sure that it's optimize and niche down, because if you have an audience that is too broad, then you're going to be wasting your money on Facebook, basically.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So as I remember running ads, and as you're talking, all the things like lookalike audiences and, you know, if they liked a certain page and things like that, these are all the things that you have to go through when you're actually selecting your Facebook advertisement. So what would you recommend in those, basically? Because I heard some Facebook advertisement experts saying just choose one thing that they like, and others really want us to drill down to the least, the most possible, meaning all the things that they like, all the locations that we are targeting. So should we add more or less is more in these cases?
Right. Well, that's one of the things that it goes back to testing, because that way you would have to do maybe two or three campaigns. Maybe you can do one interest, one you can do demographics, one you can just base it on location, stuff like that, and then kind of see what works. And then get the audience that works, and then do a lookalike audience. Do a lookalike audience 1%, 5%, 10%, test it out. Either way, you're going to have to do a lot of variations, especially when you're first starting out. And like you were saying with the targeting, the retargeting.
Yeah.
When you're starting out, make sure that you have the top of funnel, which means that you're targeting a cold audience. So they don't know who you are yet. So you're trying to do active voice, make it as interesting as possible, get your point out there, and answer the solve the problem that your target audience has, right?
Right. Okay. So you would recommend going to a cold audience versus advertising to people who already liked your page?
Well, that's what I was trying to get to. Start with that. You start with the cold audience. That can be one campaign. But then simultaneously, you'll also have bottom of funnel, which is the warm audience. So those are the people that have visited your Facebook page, that have engaged in your Instagram, that have seen your top of funnel ad already. So then you'll have those running at the same time. So you'll have people with the cold audience. And then once they get to know you, they're going to go to your bottom of funnel and they're going to see that ad and then they're going to convert. So that's basically the sales funnel, kind of how it works with Facebook ads.
Wow, amazing. All right, thank you for the clarification. All right, I have another question from Mike on Facebook, and she asked how to advertise for a big group. So I think she's doing MLM and she wants to advertise their product and have low cost. My clicks are so expensive. So what would you say to her?
So this reminds me of a principle I learned in marketing back in college. The principle is the bigger the risk, the bigger the potential return. And when you target a big audience, you potentially use a lot of your funds. You know, you spend more money for clicks. So conversely, if you have a big audience, you are going to have a larger cost per click. And that's the thing is, if you do it really well and you do your research, you can pull it off. But I wouldn't always recommend that way. It's pretty risky. I would recommend taking a conservative approach of kind of starting by targeting smaller campaigns and then build your way up from there so you know your audience. Because it's a business, in this business of advertising, really you're a scientist. You're a researcher. You have to get to know your audience, and nobody should know your audience better than you.
Yeah.
And the way that works is with time and just keeping really good tracks and notes. Sorry, I have some notes here. That's why I'm pausing a little. A good approach for products, I would say, is multi-product ads are good for big groups because you're able to kind of show people two different products they might like. So it's, you know, you show more people and you have a higher chance of them clicking on something they might like. So your cost might be expensive, particularly because you're targeting a big group of people. That's probably why it's going on.
All right. Okay, great. So I have Sarah also just coming from Facebook, and she asked, what converts better, image or video? And that's the first question, and I will go to the next ones.
So A lot of my time, a lot of the time here, the answer to these questions are going to be really, it depends. It depends on your service or product. If your service is digital design, or your product is some kind of photography, something visually appealing, like animation, then I'm in for videos. And maybe it'll work because that kind of thing kind of takes, it needs the attention from people to really kind of breathe it all in and see and admire the value. But unfortunately, on Facebook, most people are just scrolling and scanning most of the time. You need to really catch their eye with a short, precise message with an intent call to action, you know. So it depends on your business whether you can use videos better or images. But I think most of the time, images with really quick, good copy and the message that really gets through is going to work better.
Mm-hmm. Also, okay. If you have a video, make sure that it is less than 30 seconds and kind of have everything in the beginning of the video, kind of.
Yeah.
Like all of the information, maybe in the first 5 to 10 seconds is really important because, you know, people are just going to be scrolling. And that actually counts as a view if they just kind of scroll past it, only watch for maybe 1 second on Facebook. But you can retarget with videos, which is really helpful. You can target people that have watched 95% of your video, people who watch 50% of your video, if you want to do that later on. And also something for images in Facebook ads, don't have too much text. So if you have, like, maybe you want to write a quote or something, maybe think about something that's a little bit shorter, because Facebook, they will show it, but they won't show it to as many people as you want. And that's obviously not what you want. Especially for e-commerce.
Absolutely. I remember trying to run an advertisement with very bold, large text, and Facebook didn't let me submit an advertisement.
Like
so I was trying to go back and, you know, lower the size again and again. Like, it took me like 3 to 4 times to get it right. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, Facebook is very picky about that.
Yeah, so
even if it just looks like text, if it's just a graphic that kind of looks like it has text, they're going to be like, nope.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next question that Sarah asked is like, what type of images get more clicks in this case that we are talking about?
Yeah. Well, that we can talk about the text there, I guess, as well. But we definitely recommend stopping the scroll, which means that you're making your graphic interesting. It's bright. It's colorful. It's going to catch their attention. You're targeting the right audience. So you might have a picture or image there that appeals to them in some way, especially with the videos as well. You know, right off the bat, it needs to be interesting and make them stop the scroll, because basically you're just scrolling through Facebook for cat videos or whatever. You're not scrolling for ads. So you want to see something that would appeal to you, right?
Yeah.
It has to be something interesting, basically. So just try your best. You don't have to be a copywriter. You don't have to be a graphic designer, but just try your best to make it as interesting as possible.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, it does help to be a copywriter and a graphic designer.
Yeah.
But if you're not either of those things, you're going to just have to put a little bit more effort into that to make it look as good as possible.
Yeah, you'll get better.
Yeah, with some practice, definitely. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. So you answered the next question, which was what type of video gets more clicks? So something that just grabs attention, obviously.
Right.
Amazing. Great. So I have Davin from Instagram this time, and he asked, how should I write a post that gets people to read and click on the advert?
Right. So writing a post is kind of hard. That goes back to what I was talking about with copywriting and all of that.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have to be a copywriter in that sense, but you should maybe watch some YouTube videos on it. You can get some ideas about talking with an active voice. You don't want to sound like a robot, obviously. You want to sound like you're a real person. You're talking. Maybe it's like you're just talking to your friends, you know? You want to appeal to the person. Maybe even talk about your personal problems and, well, not, don't go too crazy, but, you know.
Just be relatable, really.
Exactly, yes. Just be relatable as possible and get them to click on your ad, you know? But you definitely want to try a few different things. That's why we usually say, whether it's top of funnel or bottom of funnel, you want to try a bunch of variations. So if you like one thing, but you think maybe I can try and make this better, test it out, you know, test 2 or 3 at the same time, let it run for a day or two, and then see which one is getting the most impressions and the most conversions. Obviously, if one is doing better than the other, you're going to turn the other one off. And then from there, you can, you know, tailor your copy to be as best as it can with the results that you're getting from your Facebook ads.
I see that this person maybe is asking how to write a post. Maybe they want to know how a copy structure kind of
works. Yeah, something like that. I think that's what I got too. So like Yeah.
So a good copy structure kind of has a shorter headline. Headline usually you want to mention what the service or product is about in a word or two. Mm-hmm. And then offer a fun word in there, a word that just that's why you see blogs with title like solutions or complete package, like something that lets people know that you have the answer. Just make it relevant to the problem in the headline. That's what a good headline looks like. And then the copy structure, always you present the problem to a consumer and you offer a way to solve it.
Right.
So a relatable way. So you have, in that way, you have to know your audience really. You write how they might see a problem and a real life problem. Like if your problem is your dishes don't always wash correctly, then write a funny post. You can try a funny post of why this soap is the best soap. And then you write a reason why it's the best soap. So always proposition your product as number one in something, whether it's the best in cleaning or it's the most affordable for the per dollar value, or yeah, just position your product as number one in something, in whatever you can be. You can be creative about it. That's really the way that copy should work.
Awesome. I like that. Thank you so much. The next one, still from Davin, is how do you monitor an ad to optimize its reach? So I think it's when it's already running, like how do you monitor it?
Yeah, so when you enter an ads manager on Facebook, there you can look at the analytics when it's running, obviously, and you can see the frequency, relevance score, the cost per click. You can see the impressions, how many people are converting, stuff like that. And you can also, in the settings, see how much you want to see, like if you want to see new things or whatever. They have a lot of analytics. They don't have it all on there for you. You get to choose and pick and choose what analytics you want to show. But I think for me, the most important analytics to look at is frequency, relevance score, cost per click, impressions, and the conversions, obviously, because we all want conversions, right?
Sure.
But I think something that's really important is to look at the, like, if you have maybe 10,000 impressions and then maybe only one or two conversions, there's probably something that you need to fix there. So maybe turn it off for a couple of days and start a new campaign and go from there, see what you can make better. Frequency means if it says 1.01 or something like that, that means that that ad is being shown to one person. So if it says maybe two or three, then that means that that ad is being shown to two, it's being shown to the same person twice or three times, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then relevance score is very important. If your ad, if you see your relevance score is either zero or under five, I would say, you should probably change the copy, change the graphics, stuff like that, because you want your relevance score at 10, because that's how relevant it is to your target audience.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
It's a lot to explain. Yeah. It's hard to explain, like trying to make it as easy as possible, you know?
Yeah,
you're doing great. That's exactly what I was going to ask, because, you know, these can sound just like Chinese, you know, to someone who's just starting. But yeah, absolutely. When someone is dealing with analytics, it's really important to understand what the they mean, you know what I mean? Like what all the KPIs that you're looking into, that, you know, I think this is major. So thank you for covering this. The next one is, how do you maximize the investment of the advertisement?
Well, that's what we were kind of talking about. And then you can look at also in the analytics, the return of ad spend and stuff like that, see how much you are investing and see how much you are getting back from that investment. But everything that we talked about before, like looking at the analytics, making sure that your conversions are making sense to the amount of impressions that you are getting, and then optimizing every single day, changing your copy, changing the graphics, turning off the ones that aren't working, stuff like that. That's how you can lower your cost per click, your cost per conversion, and eventually your ads will be doing just what you want them to, and then they can run on their own.
Yeah.
Right. Great, great. So I have Mangesh, I hope I'm not butchering this name, was asking what bidding to choose for dropshipping Google search ads.
Well, for dropshipping, maybe we can talk about what that is if some people don't know what it is. Do you want
to? Okay, so a good way to kind of describe the dropshipping model is when you sell somebody else's products and when you you actually get a cut from that. So if a product is $200 from a company, you sell it for, $200, you pocket $50 and the customer receives the product directly from the company. So you're just the middleman.
Right.
And simple way to describe it really.
Yeah. So then Google search ads is basically, it's a little bit different. Well, actually it's a lot different than Facebook ads. You want to get on the number one page of Google. And then people are actively searching for your product there. You know, for Facebook, sometimes they don't even know who you are. They've never searched for you before, but they're interested in some of the things that you targeted. But Google is a different story. For search ads, they are searching actively for you. So I would say for me, when we start a new Google search ad campaign, for the first 2 weeks, we optimize for clicks, which means that you're trying to get as much traffic to your website or your Shopify page or your landing page, whatever it is. You're trying to get as much traffic there as possible. And so you can also change it. There's also an algorithm. The algorithms in Google, they kind of do everything for you. It's running for you, but you can also make it so that you can have a maximum amount of money that you want to spend per click. I would usually say maybe under $1 is probably pretty good. It's optimal. But besides that, after the first 2 weeks, you have a good amount of traffic, right? That's what you were searching for. That's what you were maximizing for. So then you want to start maximizing for conversions. And like I said, Google does most of the heavy lifting in this scenario because it's an algorithm that finds people who are more likely to buy your product. Mm-hmm. But you do have the power to set a limit to the amount that you want to pay for a click through or a conversion. So if you want to set one, that's what you can do. So for clicks, I would say it's under a dollar, but then for conversions, I guess it kind of depends on what you're selling, but maybe $4 to $5 per conversion, maybe even less than that. So then you can kind of let Google run from that and it's going to do its thing. And basically, you should also have a pretty high budget for that, like kind of what we were talking about with Facebook ads.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you're doing maybe like $2 a day, $7 a day, something like that, you're not going to be number one in the Google search. And nobody goes to the second page of Google ads or Google search. Everyone knows that. You don't, if you don't live on the first page of Google, you're invisible. So that's the kind of the goal that I'm talking about. So first 2 weeks, try to optimize for clicks, for traffic. And then after that, optimize for your conversions so you can start getting return on your investment.
Awesome. So I'm going to throw one question of my own in here because we're talking about different platforms. So we have you guys also working on Facebook advertisement, you're doing Instagram advertisement, Google advertisement. So and I know that a lot of people out there will want to know. So this question is like, which one is better?
Well, like I was saying before, Google is better if people are actively searching for you. So if you have traffic to your website and people are actively searching for the product or service that you're offering, go for Google ads because, you know, maybe Facebook wouldn't even be that good for you. But especially for e-commerce, I do think that Facebook is better because it's not only is it visual, but you can also, like, you can do the carousel thing where you can show a bunch of products at one time and you can really niche it down to your target audience. So I would probably say Facebook for e-commerce, especially.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. Just the answer really is it depends, you know?
Yeah. It really all just depends on what you're selling.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Right. So the next question is from Kate Courtney on Facebook. And she was asking with Facebook advertisement, I wonder most about which days to run them. My target market includes families with pre-kiddos. So I usually run over weekends only, thinking that busy moms may have some free time for Facebook on weekends like I do.
See, that's interesting. I like it that this question here is specific to a business So it's a little more personal. So it sounds like she's using a strategy she thought of, based on predicting her consumer's behavior.
Yeah.
So I would ask, if how are your results based on that so far? Your weekend exposure of ads. If that's doing well, then obviously you want to keep doing that. But most parents, I think, don't just limit their Facebook time to just the weekends. But it does sound like Kate, what's her name, right?
Yeah.
Yes, she sounds like she's on a bit of a budget. So that's probably why she's trying to use the most important days that she can think of.
Mm.
I would say that if she can expand her days of marketing to maybe also include Wednesdays and Fridays, I say these days because, the 7-day week, the 5-day work weekday it's tough for everybody. And there's two particular milestones that I know of. Wednesday is hump day. Everybody is almost, you're halfway there. And a lot of the time people use social media on this time. So you see hashtag hump day everywhere. That's a big day for social media for everybody that works. And Friday. Friday is the start of, you're finally at the weekend. People will get on social media as well. So I would say maybe try that out. Try expanding to not only the weekends, but to Wednesday and Friday. From there, if hopefully your business will start sprouting more and earning more profit, from there you can start, having a bigger budget. That's how most businesses start out. You got to start out small, so there's no shame in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I have to say for that. So try those 2 days also.
Okay, amazing. And I totally agree. This is true. Wednesday and Friday. Absolutely. Okay, Gus and Kayla, thank you so, so, so much for your precious answers. They've been really good. And before I just let you go, I just want you to talk about this amazing giveaway that we are both working on. For whomever is listening to this episode, you guys, there is something absolutely amazing that you can win if you are submitting yourself to this giveaway. So I will leave the experts to tell you exactly how they will help you and your business for free.
Yeah, so the giveaway includes one free week of ads. We can do Google or Facebook. I was assuming maybe most people would lean towards the Facebook ads, but we can do both, or one or the other, basically. But it's one free week. So the first day, we're going to take our time and we're going to make as many ads as we can. We're going to do the top of funnel that we talked about, the bottom of funnel that we talked about, and then variations of both. And then we're going to also do the targeting. And then after that first day, we're going to do the optimization until the 7th day, basically.
Yeah, and this is really important to anybody, if not only if you're just starting out. The foundation to your campaigns is where you get a lot of your data from. So the value in this, I would say, is pretty high that you're getting something for free like this.
Initial setup is usually around $500, and we usually work on retainers, which is around $1,000 a month. So yeah, it's a pretty good deal for getting all of that for free.
Yeah, I wish I had that when I first started.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Thank you guys so much for working on this with me. I know loads of people out there listening to this will absolutely want some help, because Facebook advertisement or any type of advertisement is so, so, so important for e-commerce, especially these days where you're like fighting for attention and trying to grab new customers and things like that. So you guys, if you're listening to this and you want to submit yourself for this giveaway, just head over to the show notes. There's going to be a link, and basically you will be on the landing page and just adding your email address and your name and a few other things, and your name will be on the list for this amazing prize. You guys, as we mentioned, this is starting, like, you would never get this type of service for free. It's the prices are going from 500 and more, thousands, possibly, Damu said, definitely. Oh,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
So this is an amazing prize, especially if you're starting over. I know loads of you out there listening to my podcast have started their e-commerce just this year. So congratulations to you. And I know if you're still listening to this podcast that you need absolutely this type of help with your Facebook advertisement or Google, whatever you choose it to be, or even Instagram. And so you know what to do. Head over to the show notes. And with that said, Gus and Kayla, thank you so much for your time and for your precious advice.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. All right, you guys.